ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Ascent of Rumdoodle, written by W. E. Bowman, read by Terry Whale. Introduction by Bill Bryson. Years ago, in the days before my hair began to leave my head and take up a more sheltered existence in my ears and nostrils, I passed my afternoons and early evenings as a sub-editor on the business section of The Times. It was clean work, and the perks included subsidized canteen meals, whose principal virtue was that they seemed not to interfere with normal metabolic activity, the right to claim a small monthly cash payment for expenses that were entirely fictitious, though scrupulously and imaginatively recorded on a lengthy docket, and the chance, two or three times a year, to help Philip Howard relocate his desk by buying some of the many thousands of books that had been submitted to his department for review in the previous few months, but had failed to make the cut, often because they were very bad and of no interest to anyone. These Mr. Howard sold to a grateful staff at knockdown prices and passed the proceeds on to charity. Since these sales were generally held between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., an hour when most of the reporting staff were still only partway through lunch, they were effectively private affairs for the sub-editors. It is not often you see a newspaper sub-editor galvanized, or, indeed, even in motion, but the announcement of a book sale always had an electrifying effect on the sub's room. In a little over an instant, 60 or more inky-fingered drudges would be thronging Mr. Howard's modest sanctum, picking through piles of mostly useless books with an intensity that threatened at times to become unseemly. It was on one such occasion, as I stood grappling with a thin and obstinate lady from the foreign desk over an anecdotal history of Japanese naval codes or some such thing, that my eye fell on a slender paperback bearing a pen and ink sketch of a mountain adventurer lying prone in the snow. The title was The Ascent of Rumdoodle. Sensing a find, I loosed my hold on the lady's bun and claimed the book. Later that evening, in the canteen, while dining on Lancashire trotters or some other mysterious dish of oldie England, I cracked open the book and within moments knew that I had found something special. Perhaps no type of humour is more difficult to sustain over the length of a book than a parody, and I know of none that does it more joyously than Rumdoodle. First published in 1956, it is the story of a group of wonderfully endearing incompetents who set out to conquer the world's highest peak, the celebrated but seldom seen Rumdoodle, elevation 40,500 feet, in its snowy Himalayan fastness, beside the mighty Rankling La. I just love this book. Everything about it is nearly perfect. The names of the characters, their mannerisms, their sulks and squabbles, their comfortingly predictable haplessness in the face of every challenge. There is Binder, the kindly, dogged, reliably under-insightful leader of the party. Jungle, the route-finder who cannot find his way to any assembly point and is forever cabling apologies from remote and inappropriate locales. Wish, the scientist who passes the sea voyage by testing his equipment and discovers that the ship is 153 feet above sea level. Constant, the language expert who, through errors of grammar and syntax, constantly provokes to fury the 30,000 Yogistani porters, and the terrifying cook, Pong, whose arrival at each camp spurs the men on to ever greater heights. It is all very silly, but hugely enjoyable and brilliantly sustained. I assumed that it was one of those books, like 1066 and all that, or Diary of a Nobody, that everyone in Britain was familiar with, but that I, as a foreigner, had come too late. The edition I owned contained not a word of information about the author. Wishing to know something of his background and eager to seek out whatever else he had written, I mentioned the book to friends and asked about it in bookshops. But neither then nor later did I find anyone who was acquainted with either Bowman or his book. For most people, it appears, Rumdoodle is the funniest book they have never heard of. Years passed. My hair began its long descent to various of my cranial cavities, and I moved on from the Times. Rumdoodle went with me when I moved from London to Yorkshire and thence to America, but never did I learn anything more of its author. Then, in 1997, after I spoke about the book on a radio programme in London, I received a cheerful and kindly note written in an elegant
Sample complete. Ready to continue?